Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today we have chatters Chris, Steve, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Bob's gone already. Sorry. We are recording from Lauren and Chris's theme park view room in the Contemporary. Did we get a theme park view? No, we didn't. But they did. Well deserved.
You don't have an asterisk next to your name.
Right. Yeah. I don't have a file like this long saying if you don't give it to them, they'll whine and whine and whine.
Yeah,
that's
true.
How we got it.
That is actually kind of true.
Yes.
We were supposed to be in the
garden wing,
and they ended up in a theme park view.
On the 9th floor, which is actually nice and high.
Yeah. It's ideal. It's center. It's right over. It's perfect.
It's right over the pretty new
bus terminal.
Yeah, yes. The construction. Part of the view isn't so great, but if you turn a little bit, you've got the whole Magic Kingdom there, and it's
pretty
spectacular.
A little bit of Wishes last
night. We watched like 30 seconds of it.
No, you watched 30 seconds. I got like a good amount of pictures from it.
That's true. I kind of looked out and I was like,
Wishes. Yeah, saw this already.
That's what I said.
And she turned around and ran back in the room.
I keep telling myself or trying to convince myself that, Wishes is great, but I don't need to see it again. And then we watched it from California Grill the other night. And I get so excited and goosebumps, and I'm like, ah!
And it was cool there because you could really see Tink fly from there.
I didn't see Tink fly.
Yeah, that's true.
I saw Tink fly, and you can't really see her, like, unless you're in that perfect area right in front of the castle, you can't usually see her.
Do you know what? I saw her when I was in Tomorrowland the first night we checked in here. I guess that was Sunday night. And
you're walking over the bridge.
She was flopping over, basically. I was like, what's wrong with Tinkerbell?
What?
Yeah, the Tinkerbell was all like...
Oh, sorry.
I knocked something over. I apologize. If that hurts your ear, I apologize in advance. You can send all the complaints to Steve.
He'll be sure to forward them.
I'll just edit
them. So what we'd like to talk to you today about is the new Disney Magic Bands that are, they're sort of new. They haven't gone to full release yet. They've been in testing stages for several months, actually. And just in case you don't know what all the hype is about, we're going to go into some details about what they are and what they can do and our opinions of them so far. So that's today's topic, Magic Bands. Woohoo!
Woo!
Yay. We are kind of goofy. I think we're a little off our rockers.
It's because Disney gave us all that free food.
And sugar. Yeah. We just had flourless chocolate cake.
It was really good. And plus this beef brisket, which was like really good.
And coming off of that bacon?
Yeah, and the bacon. They gave us these slabs of bacon.
Literally slabs.
It was a slab of bacon, and they sliced it from there, and it was like a slow-baked, roasted thing, and it was fabulous. The applewood. Oh, my gosh. I'll be dreaming about that one.
I got nothing.
You didn't eat the bacon?
She doesn't eat pork.
What is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to try our best to stay on topic, ladies.
Yes, ma'am.
What? Why are you looking at us?
Because Steve doesn't have a problem.
He's just sitting over there with his legs crossed.
Yeah. So, the Magic Bands are essentially little bracelets. They look like a watch or something along those lines, and they're made of a non-latex material, so they are safe. They are waterproof. They come in a variety of colors if you're on the ball and you order them in time. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with a boring old gray when you get to the resort and check in. But they also have your name on the back. You can pretty it up, sure. If you do get stuck with one of those gray bands, you can go to one of the gift shops, mostly in the resorts. I haven't seen too much merchandise in the parks, but they have little sheaths that you can slip over, little sleeves. You can get a slide...
a little slider
that you can put on there, and they also have gibbets.
Ones you used to be able to put in the
Crocs.
Yeah, which pop out. We found.
Amber's has stayed in. She has one gibbet in there, and it has stayed in. I personally am going to say, don't get the gibbet kind. Get the slide kind, because those are not as likely to come off. But those tend to be bigger, and I think a little more cumbersome.
Yeah. Are those the magical sliders? That's what they're being called.
Are they magical sliders?
That's what they're called.
Sounds like a promotion with White Castle or something.
That's what I thought too.
Magical sliders.
The bracelets are also hypoallergenic.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they've done a lot of testing with these and taking them to deep depths in the ocean. They've left them in cars in the Florida sun. Nothing can destroy these things. Don't take that as an invitation to try.
Although I'm sure Chris could if she tried.
I'm about to, actually.
Chris has been trying to beat Steve over the head with hers.
Because
actually,
you can
she
take
did
them
start
off.
A slap fight.
Yeah, you can take them off and do a slap fight. Slap, slap, slap. So encourage your kids, you know, to get their aggression out on each other by yeah. slapping each other.
With and the welt will go away in a couple hours.
They'll be fine.
But what's kind of cool also is that it is one size fits all, and it kind of works because what you can do, you know, the biggest size that you can get on here is pretty big, and the smallest size, what they've done with this bracelet is they've made it so it's adjustable so that, you know, it's not like, let's say it's 8 inches long. How long is this? 8 to 10 inches long, somewhere around there. And so that's going to go around a large wrist very easily. But when you try and wrap that on a 3-year-old or a 4-year-old, you've got a lot of extra slack. So they've got it so that you can tear off part of the magic band and make it a smaller one. And it's cute and it looks perfectly normal. But once you tear it off, it is gone. It's not something that you can put back on and change your mind that, oh, nope, it's too small now. I need some more room. So I think the construction of these is pretty cool. They do have bumps on the back of the band to kind of give little air tunnels to go through so you're not one big sweaty mess.
I did find that it was a little sweaty.
It was a little sweaty.
It wasn't
as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I thought it would be horrible.
It's been hot here, too. And they are a little sweaty. It's in the 90s.
Yeah, but I think we're probably in some of the worst weather that...
Yeah.
I mean, it's September, but... I think this is some of the highest heat and humidity that we're going to have.
It's still not awful. I mean, I had worried that it would be a bit uncomfortable. I don't wear things on my wrist generally, but I don't even notice it's there.
No, it doesn't bother me.
One nice thing is that your names are all printed on them.
Yeah, so if you get the same color, you can tell whose is whose.
Yeah.
So I like that. But that kind of describes what they look like. But you can get red, blue,
orange,
lime green, orange, yellow.
Pink.
So after you book your reservation, you go online and then you fill out the My Magic Plus.
Yeah,
you go on to.
You need to create a kind of
StartYourDisneyExperience.com. You need your confirmation number and your last name.
Yep.
And then you can start the whole process.
So the functionality that this band has is that it's going to act as your room key. So, you know, you've got this little thing on your wrist and it's late at night and you're coming home from the park and you're carrying a kid in each arm and you don't want to dig into your pockets for your room key, bingo, you just put your little wrist up to it with your wristband, your magic band, and the door's going to open. I mean, it doesn't open, it just unlocks, but it's not like Shazam.
There's no little person that jumps out and opens the door for
which
you.
Which is totally disappointing.
I didn't mean to be
misleading. I wish it would have,
But,
Chris and I were waiting for somebody to open the door.
They're like, hello.
We're out there for like an hour.
Until someone finally said,
"You have
it just
to
unlocks it." Yeah. So it will unlock your room. It will be your ticket when you go into a park. So you're going to connect your tickets to this as well.
Which is nice because you don't have to fumble looking for your tickets anymore.
Yeah, it's right there on your wrist.
I like it.
It's going to have your meal plan on here. Mm-hmm. So you just get your food, touch and go. Another thing that I think is going to really increase their merchandise sales, it's going to be your charging ability as well. And so you find something you like and you don't have to dig for any money or a room key or anything. You just touch your band, put in your code and go. And I think that's going to increase some sales because it's so darn easy.
Yeah, and you don't know how much you've spent really until the end.
I hate that. That's why I don't. I normally don't. You put a card on the room.
I don't either. I did it this time though, and
because it's so convenient with the band.
With the band, I find it so nice. Like you're in the park, you don't have to take your bag off your back. You just kind of go punch in your code, and it's done. Mm-hmm. And I have to be honest, I really, really liked having it. I've liked.
So this is going to work in the water parks as well. These are waterproof.
Totally convenient for that.
That's awesome.
And I went out and I, you know, walked and I ran one morning, a couple mornings. And what I noticed was it was so nice to have this. I didn't have anything but this on my phone. And I went and got breakfast. Yeah. And I was like, wow, this is awesome.
You didn't have to stuff money in your card.
Because usually I have the card, and I would carry my card with my phone if I went to, like, the gym or something, and always I would lose it. So this is much more convenient.
There are a lot of aspects that I haven't even figured out, like going to the gym. You just wear this band.
Yeah, it's totally easy. Yep, opens the door. It opened the door to the gym at Beach Club.
You do need to know that it's still in testing, and it is still very glitchy.
It's got some glitches. And but you know what?
I think it's going to be good when it finally does a full rollout and they've worked out all the bugs.
Yeah. I've been very impressed with their ability to fix those glitches.
Yes.
I think I was impressed with their ability to fix it when we were in person with them. Online, like, I couldn't, well, we found out.
Yeah, but when you call that number.
They can do more.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
They're wonderful when you call that. There's, like, a phone number for problems.
They know what they're doing.
They're really, really good.
Yeah. I was, so if you have a Disneyland and a Walt Disney World annual pass like I have, which is the premier pass, you have to call. They have to give you a special number to link that. Otherwise, I don't think people have really had the problems with annual passes they were initially having.
No, mine was cake.
It's working really well. There are bugs. We spent a long time yesterday getting everybody figured out, but
and getting everyone linked.
Yeah. Our situation was unique because we had multiple
rooms. Normal.
Yeah, we had multiple rooms. We had different types of tickets.
Separate credit cards.
Yes. So ours was a mess. I think in a couple months everything's going to be fine. And they told us today that they're rolling it out for everybody resort-wide
by
the second or third week
of October. Yeah.
So, and we had heard that.
But
that's
they said
not,
they're rolling that out still in testing phase.
Yeah, I mean, that's not news, really, because that's been all over the internet, but that's
the official word that we just got.
So they said second or third week, so that means by November, it should be ready.
And this week, they're also rolling into it the PhotoPass.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. And this hasn't been announced yet.
No,
so
they're actually starting this week with that.
Yeah, you can, what are they calling it?
Well, they're calling, there's PhotoPass, but they also have Memory Maker, which is coming soon.
Yeah, Memory Maker is going to be pretty cool, where you will just have your photographer, whenever they're in front of the castle, wherever, and they can touch your band and connect all of your
media.
They're going to have video clips
that you can add.
Right, some B-roll video clips, just generic stuff that you can include. But then with the Memory Maker, that's going to be like a PhotoPass Plus that you can buy before your vacation, get it set up, and it's ready to go.
And you're going to be able to access those pictures right on your cell phone through the My Disney Experience, which is pretty cool.
It just everything is right there at your fingertips, and it's like, wait a minute, I don't have to wait until I get home.
And it's pretty cool too because they greet you by name.
Yeah,
because everything is logged into their computer, and that's the other thing you need to know. Everything is secure.
Yeah,
there's no credit card information, your address, none of that is on the actual band. It's just your name, and there's like a little ID number on the back of it, and that ID number is what links to everything.
Yeah. Another function that's going to be pretty cool is your fast passes. What you can do is load fast passes onto this band, and you get three. And you get three fast passes. They haven't figured out that whole system yet, because if you park hop, then you get fast passes for the first park and not your second or third park for that day. And they've got to figure that part out. But
I'm sure they'll get it together.
They will.
They will. They just have to figure it out.
Easy, they can fix.
Right. But the fast passes that you can get are going to include the rides, of course. But it's also going to include character meet and greets, and so you can schedule those and know when you're going to meet Cinderella or Mickey. And you can also schedule your fast pass for parade preferred viewing, which
we did yesterday.
We did that yesterday, and it was beautiful. We did the 3 o'clock parade, and it's right in front of the castle. It's on the hub facing the castle, and there's no one there. It was incredible.
Yeah.
The more people find out about it, we
got there like 5 minutes before the parade, and we were able to stand right up front.
Right.
Which was nice.
And they do, you have a little fast pass tower that you have to check into. You touch your fast pass, they see that you've got it, and they let you in. So it works.
Yeah, and I also did, in Hollywood Studios, I just wanted to try it. I did the Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, the show.
The show, just to see what they do. As of right now, the way they're showing it, I don't think that that's worth a fast pass.
What do they do?
Nothing different. You just go in a different entrance.
Different entrance, no special seating.
No special seating. I'm thinking it probably lets you in maybe a minute or two before everybody else.
But that minute or two, if you're at the front.
But your fast pass time is a 20-minute window. So my fast pass time was like, it was like 3:50 to 4:10. The show starts at 4:15. So if I got there at 4:10, I'm still sitting in the back.
Yeah. But if you got there, yeah.
I don't think it matters.
That one doesn't sound like it does matter.
And I'm wondering how the other shows are. I did it just to see, you know, do they give you special seating? Like, I think for that, they need to give special seating. If they're going to call it a fast pass, I think they need to have
blocks. There needs to be an advantage.
Yeah, there's no advantage.
A big advantage.
There was nothing.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
It was disappointing. I was like, ah, okay. I wasted a fast pass on this.
What about when you guys came into the airport and used Magical Express?
Magical Express rocked.
How'd that go?
So I knew that we could use the band for Magical Express. So when we were getting off the plane, I put my band on and I walked down to Magical Express and I didn't need my little ticket anymore. Just walked right through, tapped. They said, oh, hi, Lauren Masaryk, you're a party of two.
It's a touch on.
Yep.
Touch on Magical Express, touch on tickets, touch on Fast Pass. And then you just touch on things everywhere you go.
And when I got to the end, touched again, told me what bus lane to go in. It was so smooth.
Yeah, it's totally, I mean, it really does make everything easy. And I was probably, of all five of us, I was the most hesitant. But I like it. I like it a lot.
Me too.
So the only thing I don't like the data mining. The data mining makes me uncomfortable. And I think it was you who said they're going to have little sensors in the parks, and it's for crowd control reasons, but I'm just like, oh God, they're going to know everything you're doing.
Oh, remember when we were Be Our Guest? We were like, okay, when you use the Magic Band and Be Our Guest, they don't give you the little rose petal anymore to find your table.
Because they know where you are.
Because
they said there was absolutely no GPS tracking in this.
But how do they find you?
Maybe it's radio signals. I don't know.
You know what? There's got to be something. And I'm not really one of those, like, conspiracy theorists.
Yes, you are.
Have I said that, like, 10 times this weekend?
Five or six.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I don't know. I'm not crazy about them having, like, all my information, all my kids' information.
Give it to them anyway.
But moving forward, I think it's going to be the only way to do it.
But they don't know, like, when I'm having a Mickey bar or, you know.
You know, it's going to prevent a lot of...
If it starts beeping and tell me I'm overeating, I'm going to be really unhappy. You've eaten too much today.
Too many Mickey ice cream bars.
Mickey bar.
Yep. That would have been going off this entire trip. Yeah. Haven't you had enough for breakfast?
Yeah.
I'm talking about myself here.
But I think...
We'd be throwing them off the balcony.
What about some of the negatives? I don't like... What don't I like about it?
I just don't like it when it doesn't work.
Yeah, it's annoying when it doesn't work. And it doesn't work kind of a lot right now.
It's new still, though. There's a lot of bugs. And I think that's going to be kind of the way of the world right now.
I put a pin in for mine, and it never worked. So after this, I'm going to go downstairs and get it added. Because what's the point of having charging privileges if I don't have a pin?
You need to change your credit card.
I know, right?
You need a valid credit card.
No, I kind of lost it last night, so.
Your credit card?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't find it in the room. That's okay.
But it could be.
It's not okay.
But it could be anywhere in this room at this point.
I know.
Yeah. If you guys could see what we're seeing.
It's not that bad.
No, this is picked up.
Yeah.
This is better.
All right. There's like nothing laying around.
Anymore.
Well, we hardly...
Just don't check under the bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, comments. You haven't said much.
Yeah, I like it. We've had fun, you know, for getting in the room. We didn't do Magical Express. We did some fast passes yesterday, and they worked out. The parade with Lauren was nice. You walked right up. I had doubts that it was going to work, and it worked. Haunted Mansion, we walked right up.
Yeah.
So it's nice that we're all linked as a group and can do...
Everything
all
together,
the fast passes together.
Yay!
Once we figure out
togetherness.
It took a while.
Yay! Enough of
that. Well, and you can still split up if you want to do your own things.
Yeah. But well, and here's the great thing about Fast Pass Plus part of it, because we were with other people, and my cousin and I had a Fast Pass for Haunted Mansion, and one of our Mouse Chat fans, Jesse and Yvette, wanted to go to Haunted Mansion, but their fast pass wasn't for a couple more hours. So he went on to his My Disney Experience and went in and changed his time. And he goes, okay, we're with you guys now. And we all went on the ride. Wow. And sweet. Within 5 minutes, we were all walking on the ride.
I love that part.
But that's not always available, right? You have to have the fast passes available.
Yeah, yeah, you're not going to get last minute fast passes. It's not like
Soarin',
Toy Story.
Right. Yeah, good luck with some of those.
Yeah, I mean, this was Haunted Mansion. It wasn't
right.
Like
and it was September.
Right.
So, I mean, in July, it might be different.
Yeah. But I liked that you have, you know, yes, you feel like I'm scheduling it, but in the end, you do have options.
I'm warming up to even the fast pass scheduling.
And I like it. At first, I thought, oh, great. First, you have to plan your dining 180 days out. Now you have to plan your fast passes before you even step foot on property.
Out, I think, for
on property.
Is it?
And, you know, how do you know what you're going to do that day? But yeah. The fact that you can change your fast pass as needed and as available helps.
So can you change it? Like, say, okay, so say they're at the point where they're doing it 60 days out, and like 30 days out, you're like, oh, but we're going to eat at Le Cellier that day, so let's change it to a Soarin'. You can switch it from Magic Kingdom.
I think as 30 days out, you're going to have no problem. I think even a week out, you're going to have no problem.
I don't know. People get organized.
Here's the thing that concerns me with them. This is where I see there being a huge potential problem down the road. You have all these people that really have never used FastPass before,
right,
that are now going to know about FastPass. That's going to change the dynamics of FastPass. Because now everybody in the park can get a band, because eventually this is rolling out to resort
guests
first.
But I don't know if that's true, because like I still have a lot of people who you know, won't schedule a FastPass regardless, I think.
And it has been confirmed that the paper ticket FastPasses are going away.
Right.
So they're going away unless you choose to have a regular ticket and then you can use them. Right?
They're getting rid of them.
Wait a minute.
It'll be linked to your card then.
It'll be linked to your card. Okay.
Just like the band, you'll use the card.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But the paper tickets are going away.
Okay. So what do people do for off-property guests?
Which means you can't give them to somebody now.
Right.
You can't give magical moments in the park now.
No, right. And that's what we do a lot of times. We over plan our day, and we end up with fast passes, and they're paper tickets. So you can hand them to someone else and say, here, go ride Rock and Roller Coaster.
What about off-property people?
Well, that's what's going to roll out to after. It's going to roll out.
It's got
to
go resort-wide.
It's going to go resort-wide first, and I think they're going to see how that goes. And then it's going to go to your season pass holders, like your Florida residents,
mm-hmm.
that aren't staying on property. And then it's going to go to
everyone else. And I think that's smart, because they have released it slowly.
Right.
Well, they've released it slowly, and so they are testing it with small groups slowly getting bigger. And this way, instead of putting it out there and tackling all the problems at once, they tackle these problems. Well, then they'll tackle the problems that they encounter with AP holders. Then they'll encounter the problems that they have. Well, I should say AP holders
that are not staying on property.
Well, then we're going to have DVC members. And then we're going to have off-property. So,
but DVC section by staying section, on property, I think they're going to get it still.
They should be fine. And this is going to go out to groups as well. So if you're coming on a convention or a big family reunion, you'll get family bands. You'll get the magic bands.
Do you know what I didn't like? They told us that these are good for 2 years, but they also told us when we checked in that regardless, you're going to get a new magic band every time you check in.
Yeah, but you don't have to if you don't. You don't have to
I
use
know,
the new
but
one
it's
if
so
you don't want
stupid.
To.
But it's a waste.
It's a waste.
They're not cheap bands.
No,
they're very nice.
Paying for these.
Yeah, and the packaging that they come in when you get them, they're sent to your home.
I think eventually it's going to be pickup at the hotel.
With as many people that are going to forget them at home, I forgot my magic band.
Because I would forget mine at home.
Like, I think sending them now is cool because it's getting people excited about it.
Right.
I think it's marketing. I think that eventually it's going to be just like your tickets when you check in. You can pick your colors, but when you check in, your bands will be waiting for you.
And I'm kind of excited because...
Although that will stop the Magical Express thing then.
Yeah, but the Magical Express thing is pretty minor. I mean,
but
that's
you still
a
need
nice
your,
perk.
You still need
it
your luggage
nice
tags.
It was nice, because I'm always forgetting those stupid little things.
Yeah.
Although I almost forgot the magic bands, too, so.
Yeah, you have to remember the magic bands. And, you know, they could be sitting right there on the counter ready to go next to your keys, and you forget them.
Squirrel.
Yeah, we see lots of squirrels in our daily lives, so we get distracted.
I don't know. I think I had a lot of reservations initially, but then when I started playing with it, I started to like it.
Lauren's pretty good with this now.
Yeah, you sort of were ahead of all of us on the Magic Band thing.
I'm leaps and bounds ahead of where I was 3 days ago.
Me too. So I didn't really want to know anything about it.
I was resistant to change, and I need to embrace change. Well, so here I am embracing change. Because I see the bright side to it. I definitely see advantages.
There's so many advantages. Like, especially when you're in the park and it's busy. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to sleep in this... in
You don't have morning, to worry about getting your...
You don't have to rush to Hollywood Studios to get Toy Story.
That is nice. That's the main thing. That and Soren got...
I would have been a much happier camper in July if I had this.
Yep. I think so,
yeah,
too.
I agree. Because we avoided my kids all rides.
Yep.
Despite the fact that they're going to know all my personal information, I'm
they
very
know it already.
The file
Magic
on
Bands.
You
they
is,
know it.
Is not as big as Bob's, but it is somewhat large.
I imagine. Yeah.
After this week.
I know, right?
Got a little call about California Grill last night.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
Was my credit card in there?
No, they contacted us. Do you know anything about Chris and Lauren up in California Grill?
I was keeping her in place.
She was actually so naughty last night, and she won't admit it.
Me?
You were totally, you and Brett were like, psh,
psh, psh, psh, psh. Don't you see the halo over my head?
I was trying to be nice.
You mean the
and
one
talk
that fell off?
She knocked it off. If it fell off, it's her fault.
All right. Well,
I blame
okay,
Chris
okay,
for
stop.
All things.
Squirrel, squirrel.
We've got to keep this for the California Grill review, which is going to be so much fun to do.
We're going
to
do a California Grill review. We've got a lot of things
to
review.
We need to review Rose and Crown.
Rose and Crown is awesome.
And stop it.
And Concierge.
We've got so much to tell
we
you.
Have so much to tell you guys.
So we'll give you an update. But we just wanted to get you up to date on what we know about the Magic Bands.
Can I make one more comment real quick on the Magic Bands? One more thing they told us was that we're going from 28 Fast Pass opportunities to 70 with this. With the bands.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, because
but I know
they've
it's
opened
more.
Up more Fast
more
Pass,
fast pass
rides. Because you didn't have a Fast Pass for
parades
and meet and greets. And
so there are more opportunities.
Haunted Mansion now has it.
Yeah, and you didn't have that before.
No.
Some of the smaller
Pirates
rides,
has it again.
You can guarantee that you'll get on some of these.
Yep.
So, yeah. Okay, so overall opinion, are we completely on board?
On board.
Semi?
On board.
On board.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is going to work. And honest to goodness, I'm not a fan of change. Until I really get familiar with it. And I think now that I'm a little more familiar, you know, I was walking through the park in the last couple of days and I'm looking at the change out here and the change with the Magic Bands and the change with
Fantasyland.
And I'm looking at all this change and I don't even know what some of it is. There was outside of Pinocchio's Village House, I don't know what they're doing outside of there.
That just happened.
And so they've got construction barricades
and
up.
And outside... Sir Mickey's too.
Well, I think Sir Mickey's is to help get the lights on the castle for Christmas.
Oh, that
makes sense. They're starting to put the lights up. They already have lights up.
That's why the crane's up.
Yeah, the Christmas
lights. They're putting Christmas lights up. You can see some of the strings.
I hate that crane up.
But you know, I'm looking around and I'm like, Disney, slow down. You're overwhelming me with all this change, improvement, adjustment. It's overwhelming, and I need to just step back and learn about each change and embrace it.
Exactly.
And
speaking of change too, the cast member told us about Animal Kingdom.
Oh yeah, you want to do a quick little sneak peek into
true, but other things he said were true. So I wonder.
Go ahead.
He told us that Avatar Land that they have already started building the new home for the Lion King. The Festival of Lion King, and that they've already completed the new character location for Camp Minnie Mickey.
And we're going to put this under rumor.
Big time rumor. but he also told me that they're talking of potentially putting in a nighttime show in Animal Kingdom. Again, no idea if it's true, but that was what a cast member...
And the premise behind this was something similar to World of Color, perhaps World of Color... But perhaps a modified version or something similar where it's water and not so noisy. No fireworks, no pyrotechnics. Well, the gas flames.
They may modify that.
Right. So that's what the premise is. And then you also said...
He said there was talk of some kind of a ride similar to Soaring, but where you're actually like in a glider type thing, similar to the
harness.
Movie. I've never seen the movie, so I couldn't even get a picture of what he was trying to describe to me.
It does fit.
The movie.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's something that if they did go that route, it might actually draw people there, which would be good. They need some more rides there, so I'm kind of open to anything at this point.
Yeah. Well, and another Soarin' type ride.
Yeah.
Soarin' is so stinking popular that another Soarin' type ride would do well, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So, but that's a complete rumor. We have no idea.
Yeah, we haven't been... This isn't official.
There's an asterisk on that one. We're not sure about that.
Okay. So I think all around, we're in favor of these magic bands, and we're going to head off to the Magic Kingdom now to use them.
Yay.
All right. Well, stop clapping.
Listen, we're so rarely in the same room. It's distracting for me. And plus, I'm sitting on a bed, and I keep wanting to take a nap. I'm like, just let me lean back just a tiny bit.
Yeah, you've gotten more and more comfortable as the podcast is going on.
I got a blankie.
She's wrapped in a blankie.
Yeah.
It's cold in here. We've been fighting over the air conditioning.
We need Dual.
Yeah. You need a curtain or a screen between you.
We need Dual zone heating in here, please.
Okay, let me just close the show. All right, so I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. If you like our shows, you can head over to mousechat.net, or you can go to iTunes. They have them as well. You can download them there. Chris is rubbing her feet on Steve. Stop it. I swear, 12-year-olds. No offense to any 12-year-olds out there.
Probably a more mature.
So please join us again next time. Oh, here comes the wet willy. Steve, knock it off. Okay, please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.